Blog Talk Radio.
Listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing a little bit of music with Brother Tahir RBG. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss the show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. And don't forget to like our fan page, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. Everything spelled correctly. All right. For all my queens out there, while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. And the Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers in the first classroom, which is the women. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. So that, again, is thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. All right. And don't forget to check out my new earring line, Angel Wings from Gemini Creations, stylish feather earrings that are infused with angelic spiritual gemstones to look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit facebook.com/GeminiCreations, and that's GEMINEYE Creations, or email me at TayQueen, TAEQUEEN, at hotmail.com. All right, y'all. I'm glad y'all are chilling with me right now. I'm making my way through the announcements. And one last special announcement we got today is this Sunday, August 26th, at 22 Perkins Ave, Brockton, Mass, from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m., there will be a cookout / dinner for the grand opening of 102.1 FM Brockton. I'm going to be there. Big ups to my boy DJ Ricardo Barboza for hooking me up. You know, I was on local radio a little bit earlier yesterday, so if y'all in the Brockton area, definitely come through. We're going to be doing it big. We're going to be doing it live, so contact DJ Barboza for more information on the tickets. That's 857-251-1991. All right, we're going to get into it without further ado. I'm going to bring my boy Tahir on. We're going to do it up. So, peace is this Tahir?
Yes, this is. I'm good.
Peace,
yes,
brother.
This is. How are you? Peace. How's everything?
I'm wonderful. How are
All
you?
All right. Terrific. I'm excellent. Feeling great. Feeling great.
That's,
peace to everybody listening.
Stuff.
Hope they're feeling as excellent as I am.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. I mean, we're just going to jump right into it. We're going to, you know, let my listeners who might not be familiar with you know a little bit about the background of who you are.
Okay. Well, as far as musically, I produce for Dead Prez. Most of the Let's Get Free album, I produced it, a little bit of the second album, and then Turn Off the Radios, Volume 1 and 2, and a few things on the solo things, but yeah, that Dead Prez is definitely my family, RBG family. Big up to, you know, the whole crew, and that's where most people would know my work. They know my work from
okay.
there. I've also worked with the Roots, 69 Boys, all kind of folks. You know, just doing music, but production is what I've mainly done. And I also am an MC. I was an MC, always been an MC first, so I put out a few albums, independent albums, and currently putting out something called the Blackberry Files that a lot of people are, I give thanks for the support a lot of people are finding out about and getting into, and that's about it. Other than that, oh, yeah, and a Joshi Afrikaan, the African drum and dance crew that I'm involved with. You know, we do quite a few shows, so people may know me there, too.
All right. Well, you know, you're definitely doing some big things, and, you know, we're just glad to welcome you on to Conversations with the Queen. We're glad to make you a part of the family, you know, and have you come on
All
and,
right.
you know, promote yourself, because the thing about you is you're a very positive artist, and my show's all about positivity, so that's what we're focusing on, you know, whether it be through music, whether it be through community work, whatever it is, we're just focusing
Excellent.
And featuring people who are positive people, so we're just very, very glad to have you on. So how did you get involved with music?
Well, with music, I've always been involved with it from, you know, what growing up, my father, you know, he's introduced me and my brother to it, you know, from the womb. He's an excellent musician, plays almost every instrument, you know, except for bagpipes or something.
Wow.
But any mic can play
wow.
that. But he's been putting this on with that since I was young. And then, you know, of course, the hip-hop got to me, which I was glad of. And, you know, ever since, I don't know, well, actually my father was the first one to introduce us to it. He bought Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five cassette tape and was playing it in the car. I was a little buddy. I was like, you know, but I'm hearing it. I probably made my decision right then that, yeah, that's what I identify with. And,
yeah.
I've been into it ever since, you know, and it just gets deeper and deeper as, you know, I use music for different things and find out different uses for it in my life, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling that. It's a great way to get involved with music. So, you know, like, let us know, like, what are some artists or people, it doesn't have to be an artist per se, because I know not every artist is just inspired by other artists. Sometimes there's certain people that come into your life that are inspirational as well. So who are some artists or people who have inspired you?
Number one, or, you know, yeah, number one definitely is my father. You know, yeah, he's, you know, from playing plays all types of drums, all types of horns, keys, string instruments. He plays a lot of stuff. So whenever I'm doing my production, most of the time I run it by him, you know, just on some, let me just run it by him, see what he thinks, see what he feels missing or need to add, or is it straight, got too much in there. But, you know, on that note, and, you know, just from his, he and my mother, they're still together. You know, going, they got together forever type of thing. So just seeing them growing up in front of me, you know, and taking care of me and my brother, you know, that was inspirational. That's what makes me talk about the things I talk about, you know. So definitely my father, number one. Then Fela Kuti is a big inspiration. Michael Jackson, huge inspiration. You know, I know everybody says, you know, Michael and Stevie, but, you know, they are geniuses. So they're definitely inspirational. As far as hip-hop goes, Public Enemy was the first group that made me say, you know, the things that I always thought. I saw them, I bought their, actually I got into them on their second album, Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. And I was like, wow, the stuff that they're saying is the stuff sometimes I'd be thinking, but, you know, think that nobody wants to hear that. You know what I'm saying? But when I heard it, I was like, wow, you know, let me get into how I feel about some things. So hip-hop-wise, and then just, I mean, it's so many, I hate to narrow it down to just a few artists, but, man, every artist from, you know, from Public Enemy to Chief Keef, you know, I get something out of people. Like, I listen and I try to find, you know, what it is, even if it's just something to show me, hey, this is what's on people's minds. You know, it might not be what's on my mind, but this is what's on somebody's mind. You know, I might key in on that and say, well, how do I feel about that? You know, so inspiration is deep when it comes to the music with me.
Well, you know, music is an inspirational thing, and one of the tracks the first track I ever heard from you personally was one you sent me, and it was Forgive Me, so I'm going to get a little bit into that track right now, and I'm going to play it for the listeners who might not be familiar, and even the ones who are, because it's a good song, you know, something that we definitely would enjoy here on Conversations with the Queen. So let's get into it. This is Tahir with Forgive Me.
Thank you.
I understand Willie Lynch. Yeah. I definitely understand colonialization. When it comes to time when we gotta be accountable for our transgressions against our women, you know what I mean? It's just real. Where did I get the nerve to hold back on my words of praise that you deserve? Anything less is absurd, thinking you second class, talking about you like you trash, like we on different paths, and all you want is cash, not letting you be you and do what it is you do, more than just fixing food and sex when I'm in that mood. So rude, obnoxious, I'm sorry baby, I'm conscious, this my atonement letter, I swear I'ma treat you better. And this time around, my, I do whatever. Please
forgive me.
I'm on bended knee, my.
Forgive me.
A lot of times I knew what I was doing, you know what I mean?
Forgive me, yeah.
Can you forgive me?
Can you forgive me?
No more cheating on you. No more beating on you, letting my pride and ego start the drama that we go through. Violating your sacred womb with rape and molestation, destruction and perversion, not exercising patience. I put you up for sale, call myself trying to get ahead, right to the same intruders that want to see us dead. In court we arguing and showing out in front of them, and now for solving our problems I let you run to him. I know they welfare and food stamps ain't for us, girl. I know that.
Forgive me.
So on this day right here, I'ma get my act together, real.
Forgive me, yeah.
I swear I'ma defend your honor. Chased the invader's woman and took her as my wife. Might as well take out my pistol, cop back and take my life. With all these odds against us, doing that is like suicide. And I can see it clearly, Lord knows I ain't living right. Made you suppress your gift, second guessing your intuition. Silently having visions, but I can't even listen. Been doing you so wrong, and doing wrong for so long. Got every right to be gone, instead you holding on. So strong, ma. Realize my throne resides in you.
Forgive me.
If you can just accept my apology and we can move on.
Forgive me, yeah.
I learned my lesson, ma. I'm ready to elevate. I swear I'm ready to elevate. I apologize. This is an atonement from all black men, all African men around the world, to the black woman, from the beginning of time to the end of time. Yeah, forgive us.
Forgive me.
All right.
That was Forgive Me. I'm by Ty here, RBG. We here kicking it live on Conversations with the Queen. We're doing our thing. We're definitely getting into this interview. That piece right there, I mean, I liked it. So I was like, you got to be on my show. You know what I'm saying? That's the piece that got me hooked. I was like, hold up. Brother talking about some real stuff right here. No, because...
Yes.
I'm not the type of woman who's like, you know, on any type of feminist tip, but at the same time, it's like, I just want there to be unity between us, you know what I mean? Black man and black woman, I understand the power that we hold together. So it's just, you know, it's good to see brothers reaching out. When you and sister that's always reaching out, it's good to see brothers reaching out on the other end. Like, you feel like you're not alone, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, actually, when I listened to that song the first time, I was going through some things, and, like, it made me cry a little bit.
Wow.
Just a little bit.
Well, man, that's crying is healing and cleansing. So, you know, that's always good.
Exactly. And you actually sent it to me around the same time we was doing our sexual abuse healing show. So when you talked that line that you was talking about molestation and the issues that we go through as women, it's real. And we were talking about on that show how that affects us in these relationships, and it's just the whole nine yards. So, you know, applaud on that song because the lyrics are just wonderful.
Well, thank you. And you know, that song, you know, I wasn't in any molestation or anything like that, but or you know, abusing women as far as beating on them.
No,
but,
of course.
You know, like most men, you know, we are colonialization. Is deep,
mm-hmm.
and it's far. It goes far, and you know,
exactly.
every now and then, a few of us, we just look up and we realize, oh snap, I'm going nuts. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
so
oh,
one
yeah.
of the things
oh,
that
yeah.
I wanted to do was begin the conversation of healing. And when we talk about, you know, our liberation and our nation building, well. You know, you can't build a nation full of sickos, you know, and not saying
exactly.
that but it's not our fault that we sick, but, you know, we
oh.
got some issues. So it's like we
now
have
you gotta
to,
heal.
Yeah, somebody got to kick it off, man, you know, and we got men that saying, I don't owe no women nothing. We got women saying, them men, I don't owe them nothing. You know, well, some I just said, well, you know what, for me, just so I can know that it was done, I'm going to mm-hmm. say, you know, and I went on a thing of the women in my community. I apologize, not in the song. I wrote the song after I went through my apology thing, just like, hey, with all of those things, for the men that can't say it because their pride won't let them say it or because they don't even know that it's even need to be said, I'm saying it, you know, and
yeah.
let's begin the dialogue. Let's begin the healing. It's not about pointing fingers. It's just about, yo,
mm-hmm.
let's just own up to what our part's
exactly.
in it, and now let's get to some healing, you know,
exactly.
Through the sacred woman books, to every book and every teacher and every priest and priestess and reverends, all everybody that has something to add to the healing
mm-hmm.
factor. Because if you know, if we're looking to be liberated, you know, man, the sickness is so deep and embedded that
we'll eat ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, we got to start somewhere, and that was definitely my shot to start somewhere. I mean, for me personally, you know, it feels great to hear that song. Every time I hear it, I get more and more on track, you know.
Mhm.
So. Yeah.
Yes. So, speaking about that song, well, just what inspired you to write that song, and what inspires you to write your songs, period? What inspires your art?
Well, that song in particular, my mother mm-hmm. was sexually abused by my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yes.
that song in particular, you know, and she's, oh, man, an amazing woman. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even, not until I was much older, did she even let me know? And then I can just look back when I was growing up, and I'm like, man, I don't even see the signs of how, you know, like usually women that go through that hold certain signs. Because I do know other women who've gone through it, and I see
mm-hmm.
signs, you know, all kind of
mm-hmm.
signs. But she, I couldn't see them. And then, and she was open enough to say, hey, this is what happened to me. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you start, I mean, I wasn't much older, but I was like maybe about 16. She was like, you know, when you're out here and you're doing what you do, you know, have 100% respect. Like, and then also understand, like, these girls, they come into you with their experiences. And, you know, if you got to be open and ask these certain hard questions that might seem like, yo, that's getting in my
yeah.
business. But no, I got to
yeah.
know, because I'm out here. I might do something that was totally offensive, like, and it just bought back everything. But, you know,
yeah.
we're not communicating, you'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
So she
exactly.
really inspired me to go in with that song and just think about, okay, well, what are all the things that, you know, we,
mm-hmm.
I mean, not, yeah, yeah, that we need to just get at as far as relationship-wise, you know, because black love is the
mm-hmm.
key, you know. Black love is the key.
It definitely is. It definitely
you know?
Is. So
yeah.
what inspires your art?
Well, my art life, and in particular my life, inspires my art and just in nation building. That's what inspires my art. Like when I'm not a Well, I guess, yeah, I'm not part of the UNIA, but, you know, I'm a Garveyite, most definitely, and I, you know, support repatriation on all levels, physical, spiritual, mental, the whole nine. So when I think about nation building and I say, okay, well, what does that take? You know, it takes all of those things, a mental revolution, a spiritual revolution, and a physical one. And so that's what inspires my art, you know. I'm definitely, you know, big on ancestral shrines and getting with your ancestors and getting with, you know, whatever African spirituality base that people choose, you know, and just good with the one that vibrates with you. And, you know, those kind of things is what inspires me. And, you know, it makes me I just look at what I need to do and the things that I've gone through, and it might be something I'm trying to get over, like, you know, something that, I went through this in my life. Well, let me write, when I'm finally getting done with it, I might write a song and say it 1,000 times, and all of a sudden I'm closing the book on that. Or maybe it's something that I want to introduce into my life. Well, I'll write a song about it, and, you know, everybody knows that rhymes are magical. And, you know, you get into it, you say it 1,000, however many times, and before you know, it's coming about. So, you know, and knowing that, then I watch the things that I listen to, you know, I definitely make sure, you know, I don't build too many receptors on BS in my brain, you know what I'm saying? So, I definitely check everything out there, but I don't check it 1,000 times because I like the beat. You know, I'm conscious of what... Mm-hmm. going in, and, you know, conscious of what's going out. So, yeah, I have a host of things I could write about, because I write about, you know, this life, which is a lot, you know.
Definitely. So, I mean, what inspired your most recent project, the Blackberry Files? What inspired that whole put together, that project particularly?
Okay. Well, the Blackberry Files was actually out of it was out of therapy, really. It started. I have a business of Vanguard Tech CD and DVD duplicators, and I, you know, duplicate people's stuff. And, you know, I've always been doing the production and everything, but I was going through some times in my life. You know, I was cheating on my one lady, and then, you know, I was doing all kind of craziness, and it all came to a head, and then got caught up. Instead of trying to face it, I'm running, I'm doing all kind of stuff. So then I got into a place where, next thing you know, I was just kind of by myself. I was like, all right, you know, instead of trying to see about healing, I just still moving, still doing whatever. And everything just in my life came to a point where I was like, yo, I got full. It was like, there's nowhere else to go. Like, now it's time to really look at what you have here. And it was just me, and I'm just writing. I was always writing, just writing in my phone. Well, healing began. Got into, you know, definitely got into myself, the true self. I really start really working with my ancestors and a lot of things, and some of my brothers were like, yo, man, because I always write and just be rapping and just let people hear stuff. They're like, man, you need to lay that stuff down, man. People need to hear that. I was like, you know what? All right, let me try. And now I'm on volume 8 right now, you know. It went from just like, let me just lay something down because they say I ought to now it's definitely therapeutic. Like, it helped me close a lot of chapters, you know, some things that I needed to do, and then help me plot out some new courses. Like, I'm going to Ghana this September, and
wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. And we,
what
you know,
part?
Actually Payki, but I'm gonna be going all over Ghana. That repatriation thing is in effect, so I'll be going over there. My family, we're looking to, you know, to move back and then be that bridge for folks here that want to, you know, that you know, you hear other little kids, oh, what did you do this summer? Oh, I went back to the homeland in Switzerland and took the
mm-hmm.
kids so they can, well, you know, we don't have those kind of stories. A lot of times, you know,
exactly.
we don't even look at it as our homeland. So I'm looking to, and me and people in our community, we're looking to just be one of the many that are doing that here and set that up, you know, and make it so, you know.
My
music, I like to say, I mean, definitely our destiny was to do it, but my music helped me get on track to go ahead and get that started, you know.
Music is a healing entity all within itself, and the whole process of music and the whole artistic process in and of itself, whether it be music, whether it be visual art, whatever it may be, it's a therapeutic thing. And
yes.
So I feel like sometimes too, like being an artist myself, personally, if I wasn't an artist, I'd be crazy.
Because
I'd have all this, you know, all this stuff bottled up inside of me with no way to express it. So it's just wonderful that the arts are there so you can express yourself and you don't feel crazy because you're on a stage and you're there for a purpose. And, you know, if you don't say nothing, then you look crazy. So, you know, you got to express
yeah.
yourself. That's the whole point.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Exactly. But let's get into your another track from the Blackberry Files. It's real. So let's get into that because, you know, it definitely is real. So this is by
right.
Here RPG. It's real.
All right, go.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
It's working. It's working.
Okay.
Party people, if you're ready to rock, let me hear you scream.
It's a whole lot of drama in my household. Everybody walk around with their arms folded. Anytime we try to talk, we just explode. We ignoring one another with the mouth closed. True self-pilot, how you got to stop this? Can't listen cause my pride in the cockpit. Me and it's fat rolling in the mosh pit. Not the type of attitude that I should rock with. I know. Woulda, shoulda, coulda, commentary won't do. Get at the priest, see if they can help and make it through. Told me put a glass of water inside the house and outside the door, Monday switch it out. So I took it to the altar and I prayed on it. Burned the frankincense, myrrh, and the sage on it. Say my knees in the glass with the ashe. Hoping I'ma see a big change right away. Uh-huh. At sunrise I did it and went to work. Couple hours short of calming down and all berserk. I hadn't had it up to here, but it's getting full. That's when it hit me that it's probably from the ritual. So I closed up shop early and came home. But this time I came through with the right tone and the right words, promoting calm nerves. And nobody shouted and we talked about it. But tell me, is it real?
It's working.
Is it real?
It's working.
Is it real?
It's
light shining in the tunnel looking real dim. End of the month and my pockets looking real slim. Money bad and the economy is in the hearse. Meaning that my customers looking even worse. Bills hollering out, can't stop, won't stop. Another straw on my back and I'm gonna drop. I'm in the fire with some gasoline draws on. Trying hard to get my 42 laws on. It's hard. I see the wall ain't trying to let my back bend. Holla at the priest, see what they can recommend. Told me throw 5 pennies out my front door. Every day without fail for the cash flow. Took it to the altar, see what grandmama thinks. Seems all good, I think I should. I got 5 Obamas and put them in my hand. Said the prayer and threw them out as planned. We gon' see. Pyramid kid standing at the crossroads. Making peace with myself if the bomb blows. Told both landlords the rent coming late. And the middle of the month I'ma be straight. No fuss at all, both of them let me live. Now I got a little time to work some ideas. I sold CDs, ASCAP royalties. Plus my lady came through, now I'm where I'm supposed to be. Tell me, is it real?
Is it real?
It's working.
Is it real?
It's working.
Yeah. Just a couple things that I was told to help it out. If they real, I don't know. You tell me. All I know is that they work. That's what's up.
All right. That was It's Real by Tahir, RVG, a.k.a. the Pyramid Kid, a.k.a. our special guest on Conversations with the Queen. So definitely feeling that track.
Thank you.
First and foremost, let me tell you, it is real. Because
oh, yeah,
that was, from, you know, the lyrics. It is real. Because, you know, we all be going through that feeling, you know, just feeling the pressure of the whole, you know, setup of the matrix and how we got to navigate and how we got to get ourselves correct, you know. So we do all, I think all of us can relate to that song where we've all been in a time where we're just, like, trying to hustle, trying to get everything. I'm in that time right now. I'm trying to get everything, you know, situated and correct. And, you know, so that song right there spoke to me. I like that track too.
Oh,
I mean,
excellent.
I like all your tracks. I'm going to be honest. I like all your tracks because,
oh,
you know, the message, it's the message. I'm a lyric girl because I'm a spoken word artist. So
mm-hmm.
I listen to the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? So when you're taking us on that journey and telling that story, I'm right there with you. I'm taking that, you know, trip and that ride with you. So, you know,
yes.
I definitely feel that track. Real quick, big ups to Aileen Bay holding it down in the chat. We definitely see you
Dr.
up there.
Dr. Aileen Bay. Oh,
Dr. Aileen Bay.
Oh, man.
Salute.
All of the teachers, they definitely inspire me. Yeah, Dr. Aileen Bay, salute.
Oh, yeah.
To that,
he was
man.
On the show a couple of weeks back. You got to go back in the archives and check it out. He was breaking down the science of birth. He broke it down. Broke it all the
you
way
know
down.
What? And I did see, yeah, I'd be, like, we just, me and my family, we just came from New Orleans. Like, I just walked in the house at 8 o'clock from the airport today.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
wow.
Like, tonight. So, yeah, we be moving so much that I'm like, man,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I wish I was. But I'm going to check it out, though. Yeah, that guy, yeah, he's definitely.
He said peace to the God.
All right, peace to the God.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Big ups. Big ups to Brockton, you know, my hometown. We doing it big out here. Big ups to 102.1 FM Brockton, you know, holding
all
it down. DJ Barboza, big up. Big up to my girl, Jerrica, my cousin, my family. Without her, we wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be broadcasting live right now. She just hooked me up. So, you know, big ups to Jerrica. And just, you know, big ups to everybody holding it down. So before we get into anything else further, I'm just going to let
mm-hmm.
everybody know that we have the call line open. You can call up. The call number is 917-932-8881, and we here live kicking it with Brother Ty here. So we do have a caller with their hand raised, a caller
okay.
from the 508 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queens. You got any questions or comments?
You know who this is. How you doing, family?
How you doing,
right.
girl? This is my girl, Jerrica. I just shouted her out. So
All right.
I'm listening, too. I had to call in and let you know that I am showing love, and I love what you do, and I support what you do because you're real, and nobody ever has to ask you questions. You already know what the real deal is. Like, poetically, like, as a person, your personality is what you deserve. You know, you get what you deserve. I appreciate your appreciation. But from family to family, you know, blessings come when lessons learn. You feel me?
All right.
Word up.
Got any questions for the Brother Tahir here?
Well, Tahir, I did get a chance to hear some of your music. I was tuned in for a little while in the midst of my studies. I like the vibe.
All right. Thank you.
I'm not going to ask you a lot of questions, but just big ups to you. I appreciate what you're doing. And thank you. Thank you for coming on and supporting and being
right. Thank you, sis.
Being that link up.
Thank
all
you
right,
for supporting.
All right. So thank you, girl, for calling up. And, you know, we definitely appreciate you. You're always welcome here. So, you know, this is home. So you can always call up and show up and show out. So we love you. All right?
And we love you, too. I love you. I'm having some people listening in. They ain't going to be shy, but they ain't calling in.
Peace.
All right. Peace. Yes.
And so, again, you can call up and call in just like Jay just did. The calling number is 917-932-8881, and you raise your hand by pressing 1. But let's get more into this interview because, you know, I'm enjoying learning about you. You're an interesting person, Tiger. Didn't know how interesting you really were. But, you know, you're very interesting. So we're going to get a little bit more into this. So, why is music important to you, and how has it helped you in your life?
That's a good one. Well, music is very important. Like I was saying earlier, it's my music is my Google search for answers. You know, like when I'm my quote unquote Google search. I don't want to blow them up, but that's what everybody knows. You know, Google it. So I Google answers by, you know, I go to my shrine, you know, if I have a situation, if I'm trying to get something to happen or I'm doing something and I come with the answer or something, then, yeah, you know, I'm trying to make something manifest. Music is how I do it. So it's very important to me, you know, from the production, you know, level to the rhyme, even the rhyme style, you know, everything is very important, you know. So how it's changed my life, like I say, is it brought me from, you know, I'll say this, it got me into situations that it got me out of, you know, situations that I didn't want to be in. You know, I could just think, okay, well, where was my mind frame at, you know, and most of the time, I can think, like, man, at that time, what was out? You know, was I listening to the radio? You know, a lot of the, I'll be honest, a lot of the time that I had a lot of difficulty in my life, it was while I was dealing with the music industry as we know it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really deal, I mean, you know, I have a lot of friends still there, and I say friends because they really are friends, but as far as the, you know, and family in the industry, but as far as all that, going to this office and going to this party, and I got to be at that party and all of that, like, man, that's when the most difficulty was happening in my life because I wasn't, that wasn't me, and I was trying so hard to make it me, you know what I mean? So when I finally realized, you know, just out of default, like, you know, it just finally just said, yo, you know, my own body and ancestors were like, look, we're going to put you on an island. You know what I'm saying? So you can slow your ass down and then just look at what you're doing, you know. When that finally happened, you know, then I was able to see, like, okay, wow, you know, I reflected on the music I was doing. I mean, a lot of it, you know, it was good stuff, but where my head was at when I was making it, I know the intention that went behind the music. You know, just certain things that went behind it that every time I listened to it, which was countless, I don't even know how many times, you know, it just made those things, those quote-unquote struggles and things that made them blow up. You know, a lot of times I was writing about the struggle and not the answer. You know what I mean? So if I'm writing about the answer, like, we know the struggle. Shoot, the struggle is in us, but how about the answer, the antidote, you know what I mean? Can we write about that? And when I got on that, it switched up. And like, you know, some people say, well, the struggle, I'm like, hey, I haven't forgotten. That's why I'm writing the answer. Because I know the problem, you know what I mean? Like, so I know that, but how about what we're going to do about it, you know, and what do we want to see? You know, what are our plans for ourselves? We know the plans and all the stuff that everybody got for us, but what about our plan for ourselves?
Exactly.
You know, so
And we are powerful beings, so whatever we're projecting out, that's what we're going to get back from the universe.
And it's going to come back 100%.
Exactly.
You put out that, you know, certain things, those certain things are going to come to fruition. And if we put out, hey, this is what we want, this is what where we at, this is what we want, this is where we want to go. In fact, this is where we are, and it's just a matter of us realizing we're there, you know, then we're there, you know what I mean? And that'll come out.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And write, and anything you do, write it down. I got to say
that's
that
right.
Because that's what's helped me, like, in my life. I'm telling you, I need this specific tool to get to this place. I might not have the monetary means as of right now at this moment, but this is what I need. And I, like, surely within a couple months it will be there. So,
that's right.
Just understand your own power as a person. And I think that's what you're definitely doing through this music. What is the goal or mission with your music career? Like, where are you trying to take this thing? What are you ultimately trying to go towards with it?
Black Nation. Nation building. That is the goal for my music. Nation building, freedom, you know, and freedom to be who we are, and that's what I mean, not freedom from anything, freedom just to be who we are in our own time, you know, our own time structure, not the Gregorian calendar time, not all of that. I'm talking about our thing. So that's the goal of my music, is to heal and ultimately, yeah, Black Nation, like, that's it, you know, once, and that's it, and that's it, and I expect it in my lifetime. I don't expect way later. I expect it to happen just like that. I expect to link with those who have those qualities to nation build, you know what I mean? I that's what I expect, and that's what I'm putting out, and, you know, that's it. And, like, Ashe on that, that is it, you know. That is it.
Ashe.
You know, and hopefully, you know, I and through doing it, yeah, I've been blessed to definitely be in the company of nation builders, you know, and some of it came through music. And some of it just, I don't know, I can say probably all of it did, you know, because putting those vibrations out, you know, people come. You know, my children are reflecting it, everything. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Beautiful. All right, we got a couple callers on the line. And if you would like to call in and ask a question or just comment on the conversation we're having right now with Brother Tahir, definitely call up. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. Raise your hand by pressing 1. Caller from the 678 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions? Peace. Caller from the 678.
Peace, sister, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
No problem. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, peace to the brothers, peace to the sisters. Well, I was listening to your conversation, man, and now I'm going to say this, brother. I got my number on the thing right now. I wrote an $864 million plan for us, bro. Basically,
ooh.
I didn't really... Let me tell you, I didn't release it yet because I'm willing to release it to nation-building people. I'm not willing to release it to ignorant black folks. If you can really feel my pain, brother, I've been doing communication. I'm the reason why you on the internet right now. I'm not going to get my credits. And so I'm about 100 years old, 60, 70 years old, where I can't do no more for you. But I wrote a business plan for us so we can get out of this economic struggle that we're in. Now, when I tell people this, right, when I say, well, I got a plan for us, they be like, well, what you tell me? I'm not telling no ignorant damn people. It's because, first of all, that's the problem. If you ain't talking about building no nation with me, I'm like, yo, I die with this shit in my head. You see what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. I would die. I would lay down and die before I give it up to anybody who's going to ruin us. We already been ruined already. So I've been looking for a brother who do real music, all right? Because what I'm trying to do, I know it's going to work. I did the internet. They ain't gonna go. They be like, well, so what? Yeah, I did the internet. I'm the reason why you get on the internet. Okay?
Wow.
If you ask a person how long the internet was built, they can't even tell you. I can tell you. I started in 1991. There wasn't no internet around. And black folks didn't start getting on the internet until 2000. So I was already doing it 10 years ahead of time. You know?
Wow.
So I wrote this plan, brother. You know what I'm saying? We can talk off the air. You vibe with me. I tell you what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because basically, I can tell you what it is, right? But I can guarantee you, if you put out an album, we'll sell a million albums. I can guarantee you, man. Ain't nobody doing what I'm doing. I can guarantee you. I don't want to the big companies and all that. I went to the big companies, and when they told me, yeah, we'll give you this, I grabbed my paperwork and walked the fuck out because I figured if they knew so much, they would have been doing it. So I know we got the power. We just don't allow ourselves to be in power. See, I'm not chasing money. I tell people any day, I'm not chasing money. That's far-fetched. I'm chasing dreams for my kids, man, and for your kids. Because if we don't think as one, we ain't going to never make it. I already know that.
100.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Like, well, let me tell you what I did, bro. I said, you know what? I can show you. I made a company $12 million a month, right? White company. I said, you know what? Fuck that. No more. I'm going to keep allowing myself to get used. I'm the fool now. Let me sit down and talk with my people and see what we can come up with because we can do it. I know we can do it. The evidence to me is that we on Blog Talk Radio. Now, we never asked how did they create this. We don't ask that question. But if I know how they created the internet, I know how you get a phone call to the next person, I know. It's like, yo, I'm screaming out the brothers, yo, we broke because we ain't came together and sat down and came up with a plan. Let me tell you what a brother told me one day. He told me this in 2000. Great friend of mine, my business partner. He said, see, stop hustling. I'm like, nah, I got to hustle. He said, no, stop hustling. He said, when you hustle, you got to stop and hustle again. He said, come up with a plan so you don't have to hustle no more. White man don't hustle, brother, and I don't got nothing against them, but they don't hustle. They come up with a plan, and they're going to rock together with this plan. Now, if I was sitting in the room with brothers and telling them what I'm going to do, I would show you how I am a self-taught engineer. I would split us up in four groups because we got everything we want. Now we just need to work together. See, I'm an engineer.
All right, brother. So that's what's up. That's what's up, though. But we are live on the show, and we do have only 8 minutes left.
I got you, man. Yeah, link me up. You got my number, brother, because I just went to your site, the RGB site. That's what I'm talking about. That's what my daughter wear every day, them colors, red, black, and green, brother. I'm so
that's right,
all day.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
so please, I'm going
to give out my link, too, man. And, yeah, take it down, please. Let's link. In fact, you know, just right quick, I'm going to give it out. Tahir, RBG at Gmail, and I'm going to get my your number from Queen, and I'm going to give you a buzz. But Tahir,
I'm
going to
put my email down in the room, too, brother. So, when, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'll do that
I'm
real
not,
quick.
I'm not online right now, so I won't be able to see it. But I'm going to
The sister can link us up, man. That's what she here
for.
Yeah,
I'll link y'all up. All right,
cool
brother.
Mom.
Thank you for calling
you,
in, and please do come back. We are here live every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so y'all can always come back and listen in. But we do got one more caller on the call-in queue, caller from the 803 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen, but let me say this before we bring on the 803 caller. Let me say this real quick. We about to go off on the live stream, but if you want to still keep it rocking with us, call in. The calling number is 917-932-8881. We here live with Brother Tahir, so call up from the 803. You are live.
Peace. What's good? It's the Underground Ruler Radio, Palmetto Star. What's up? What's up, Queen? What's up, Tahir?
Peace. What's happening, G?
Hey, man, nothing much, nothing much. Just calling in, trying to support that positive music, man, because, you know, you're out there doing it, man. We need more brothers
out
there doing
you
that.
You in South Carolina, right?
Oh, man, yeah, I'm in South Carolina right now. Yep.
Yeah, I was just in Oyatunji. I was in Oyatunji Village about a month ago, man.
Okay. That's what's
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's what's up, man. But I'm liking the track. I wanted to ask you a question, though. Do you
mm-hmm.
do your production, or do you have a production team, or who do you go to for your production needs?
I do my production. You know, yeah, I do my production. Yeah, that's one of the things I do first and foremost. So, but you know, shoot, I'm open. I done rapped on other tracks before, definitely. You know.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool, man. Like, what sort of like equipment? I know people do Fruity Loops. You know, what I'm saying, like, what sort of thing, system do you usually be using?
What you mean, like equipment?
Yeah. To do the production.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I use ASR-10 and Sonic. You know, I use
okay.
that joint.
All
right. MPC. I got a XV5080 rolling. And then, I got a crazy record collection because that's one of my addictions, vinyl. one of my addictions. So I love to go record shopping. And then I use African drums. I actually play the Doon Doons, you know, with Joshe Afrikaan.
You were doing some bad boys, so that's cool.
Yeah, you know, and you know about it. So yeah, man, and that's what I do, and just anything that's cracking, it sound good, I rock with it, you know.
Definitely, man. Hey, I wouldn't mind if you could send me some tracks as well. You know what I'm saying? Because, I definitely could play them on my radio show and, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
you know, show you some love like that too, man. I'm on Facebook, man, Palmetto Star. So, you know, just look me up, PalmettoStar.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And, yeah, man,
yeah.
I'm at Tahir RBG, TahirRBG, and the same
right.
thing for the Gmail, man. It just, yeah, get at me and...
I'm gonna shoot you something, man. But I was just, you know, calling in, supporting what you're doing, man, because it's real. Like you were saying, it's
right.
fun.
I appreciate it.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, brother. We appreciate your input.
All right.
We got 3 minutes left on live stream, but we're gonna still be rocking it. And we're going to finish up the rest of this interview. So if you are listening in the live stream, it will cut off in approximately 3 minutes. So call in. The call number is 917-932-8881, and you'll be able to listen to the rest of the show. All right. So what is your idea of the current state of hip-hop? Now, that's one of my favorite questions right there. So.
My idea of the current state of hip-hop, it is just a reflection of the United States of America. So, that's what the current state of hip-hop is, and that's a lot going on. You know, we got people in America like yourself and myself and other forward and progressive Africans thinking. So you have some of that in the music. And then, you know, the media is definitely fine-tuned. So you got a lot of folks that's just whatever's clever, whatever's now, I'm on it. And, you know, Obamanomics is at an all-time high. So, you know what I mean? You got that out there. It's just a reflection of the United States, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so people, you know, it's a lot of stuff out there. It's a lot of things. As far as musically, yeah, I'll say that too. One thing, I'm glad you asked that. It just brought me to a point, man. Why, I just really want to put a charge out to all the artists. To, you know, I want to put a challenge out to play and make, produce the music that comes out of yourself.
You know, the reason I say that is I was just reflecting, me and my wife was reflecting today. Like, yo, music, I remember at a time when we were listening to the Craig Mack remix to what's the name of that song? Play It In Your Ear. And how we could listen to every rapper on that, it had such a different style. Like, they didn't have to say their names. You knew who it was.
Exactly.
Now I don't know who's who. Like, I really got to be
up they all
my
sound
credit.
The same, exactly.
Everybody sound the same. Everybody's tracks sound the same because everybody's using the same stuff, the same drum sounds, the same, you know.
Same monotonous.
You really have to.
Formula.
Yeah, and we're not really expressing ourselves totally. I remember when it was against the law to bite if you even sounded a little bit like somebody else. You just weren't tight. You might have a deal, but you're not getting that respect around the way. So, but now it's like you must sound like this or else, you know. And
it became a mainstream thing.
Yeah, I just want to just give it to a charge to the artist. Let's take this thing to where we want to take it as far as that kind of thing goes, you know, because, man, you know, wow, it's crazy. It sounds like the same song all day, and I try not to be like that guy, oh, man, he just, you know, no, I listen to some of it, and some of it sounds good. I won't listen to it a lot, but when it all sounds the same, like, let Jeezy live. Let Rick Ross style live. Let certain people's style live. Get your own style, because you have your own style. You got your own style. You know what I mean? So that's just a charge I would put out there. Like, everybody, do your own thing. You know, biting is not cool. It's still not cool. and it don't work for you in the long run. You know, you just end up burning out, you know, so.
Definitely.
That's what I feel about the hip-hop thing right now. You know, just a big reflection.
Yeah, and I feel you, and I second that. If we want to call it hip-hop, want to give it that name. But, so to wrap it up and, you know, let the listeners know, what other projects are you working on or endeavors are you working on or that you intend on working on in the future? Like, let us know what we should expect from you.
From me, you should be expecting to hear definitely more Blackberry Files. You should hear more of Joshi Afrikaan. If you haven't seen my live show with the Joshi Afrikaan, you know, I'm not saying it because it's just my show, but I really encourage people to see it. We are really trying to push the envelope on this art form that we call hip hop, and you know, we got the African drumming and dancing. I'm rhyming over African drums. I mean, it's
wow,
a real,
that should be ill. That should be tight.
Yes, it's excellent. It's a real excellent thing. I'm really blessed and honored to be around, you know, great musicians that make me push my limits lyrically to rhyme over, you know, indigenous African rhythms that, you know, it's not 4/4, it's that African, it's that blue note, you know, so people try to put a track up on there and they like, yo, it don't fit. I'm like, nah, because it's not that, it's straight, it's just some African stuff, so,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I really encourage people to come and check
us out. We were just playing some African
out.
Music a couple of weeks back, so, I'm definitely a fan.
Yeah, you know. So that's what you can expect. People in Atlanta, come out and check me out at the Black August concert coming up on the 31st with the Last Poets.
Okay.
I'll be there rocking, and, you know, people in Orlando, they already
poets.
Know. Yes, big up to the Last Poets. Big up to Malcolm X.
They was just in Boston, actually, in June, so big up to them, yeah.
Yeah, big up to IROS, SOS Productions, making all of those things happen. And, just keep your eye out. Go to tahir.bandcamp. Check me out, you know. Let me know what you think about the music. If you like it, support it. Supporting it means buying it, or it means just listen to it. I got it up so you can listen to the entire thing. And come on Facebook, holler at me, let me know what's up. Tahir RBG, and one love to all the Africans out there. Let's keep this thing moving.
Yes, yes. All right. So, one last time, where can our listeners buy your music or listen to your music? Like, give out the address so, you know, everybody can keep in touch and, you know, go download it if they feel it.
Definitely. Tahir.bandcamp.com, and that's Tahir, T-A-H-I-R. .bandcamp.com. You can go and check out all the files, listen to them, download them, and then just stay. If you want to keep up with me, Tahir RBG at Facebook, and of course Anna Joshe Afrikan, AJOSE Afrikan spelled with a K, .com, and the Facebook, and we got a lot of events always happening, you know. Mm-hmm. Nice African hip hop parties, all kind of stuff happening. So, good stuff. And Queen, I want to definitely say thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to reach out. Whenever you need it, just give me a buzz and I will make it.
Will do. All right. Well, thank you for coming on, brother, and thank you for being here. Your presence and your energy has been, you know, wonderful, and it just went so well with the show. And so we're just so glad that you came on and you spent this time with us. All right?
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Peace, brother. We're going to take it out with one of Tahir's another great tracks, Tahir RBG, Vapors.
Let the beat go. Funky. Had to go back in the day for this one, y'all. Shout out to the Diabolical, Biz Markie. Yeah. Uh-huh. Seem like a lot of y'all forgot, you know what I'm talking about? Whole lot of bridge burning going on around here. People act like they are islands. First move to the O, didn't really know a lot of places to go. I need a good foe that I could get down with, so I went looking for the hood till I found it. At the Magic Mall, finna get me an outfit. Saw a flyer talking about a hip-hop night. People in the show said it'd probably be tight. Plus it's been a minute since I got up on the mic, cause folk knew me for doing CDs. Had no idea that I was an MC. Had no clue I was heavy on the beat, cause I kept it on the low so they get to know me, and I get to know them, and some show love. Others got fly like they came from above, but I ain't gon' judge, I'm just gon' remember. Hope they still strong when summer falls the winter. I'll remember. You gotta treat people right.
That's right.
Like you gon' see them twice.
That's right.
Who knows what the future holds?
Who knows?
What's hot, time becomes cold. What's new becomes old when the race gets slowed down and somebody else runs the town.
Uh-huh.
And it's you who needs to face.
Back before Runway music hit and everybody was on my dick. A whole lot of people hated on NY Flow. Said I had the old NY Flow. In fact, they said I wasn't repping right. And the beef from the top, I wasn't dressing right. But I kept it moving like soul to soul and killed that shit at the soul to go. Now Adam on the bandwagon, Mo and Mo. Now I'm added to the guest list, Mo and Mo. And they see I'm so for show and your boy ain't just a show. It's funny how people change up when they see that you get to change up. Now they act like the lame duck, and I know that's part of the game, but
you gotta treat people right.
That's right.
Like you gon' see them twice.
That's right.
Who knows what the future holds?
Who knows?
What's hot, the time becomes cold. What's new becomes old when the race gets slowed down and somebody else runs the town.
Uh-huh.
And it's you who needs the favor.
Coming out of the O, my tracks were hard and just as hood, but people didn't think that I rhymed too good. Because I was a DJ, they were misled. So I grabbed the microphone and this is what I said. Me and Ty here gonna make some cash. Blow up in the O, they be kissing our ass. We did the rhyme, money came with ease. Now that's about the time that they caught the disease. Child, please, hit the AKA with my team. Grab the microphone, I still hear them scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Haters gonna hate, stay on the right path. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Haters gonna hate, stay on on the right path.
You gotta treat people right.
Good night.
Like you don't see them twice.
That's right.
Who knows what the future holds?
Who knows?
What's hot in time becomes cold. What's new becomes old when the race gets slowed down and somebody else runs the town.
Uh-huh.
And it's you who needs the favor.
Hey,
tell me, would you catch the vapor?
Coming live, a show-stopping, red-carpet-walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.